apple.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on. But if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, I always say you can lifestyle your way out. Get well, stay well, and live well. In this show, that's what it's all about. Going to the phones and going to Christine now. Hi, Christine.
Yeah.
How can I help, darling?
Is this Dr. Asa?
I sure hope so. You're live on the show. How can I help?
I've tried several times to get a hold of you.
Great. How can I help, darling? What's going on?
Well, I've got several diseases, but my main concern is, well, I have MS, okay. Idiopathic thrombocytopenia, avascular necrosis,
mm-hmm.
and I've had a stroke in the past, and I was in a coma for about 7 weeks, and which they coded me about 5 times.
Okay.
My cholesterol is off the roof, and I'm on all kinds of cholesterol medicine. And my MS is out of control. And I'd like to know if I've been seeing all these commercials for these energy drinks and adding, you know, the proteins and things like that to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I can't have anything with vitamin K because I'm on mega doses of Coumadin. Will they actually help me get off some of these meds?
Will the energy drinks help you get off the meds?
Well, not just energy drinks, but putting like, you know, the apples, the grapes, some of the energy powders. I think they fed me Baskin-Robbins ice cream when I was in a coma because I gained 100 pounds.
My goodness.
And now I can't lose it. And they won't let me take anything because of my heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, to answer your question, a lot of the just, you know, changing a drink and all that is not going to get you off the meds. No. It's not. I mean, there's much more that has to be done, really, as far as a lifestyle plan goes, for medications to be removed. And it's not that people, I talk to people often, and they want to know what they can do to get off this medicine, that medicine. I always tell people, really, it doesn't work like that. It's not like, you know, the medicine just goes away. I mean, the medicine manages, right? Medicine, for the most part, doesn't just cure, it manages what we're dealing with. And you know, the goal is to change your lifestyle so radically that you lose 100 pounds, that you get your body to a point that you're eating so well and you're exercising and you're doing all the things that you need to do to get your body to the point where it just doesn't need. And sometimes the body can do that where it doesn't need the medicine. And sometimes it can't. Sometimes things are a little bit too far gone, if you will, and it becomes tough to do that. So I see where you're coming from, where you want to make changes, but the first change starts, in my opinion, in your mind, where you want to get well no matter what, and you want to do whatever it takes no matter what. And if you're in that place, then it's going to start with your eating habits and then start with exercise. Now, you said the MS is progressed fairly well. How's your movement and how's your body's ability to, your muscles, and how's everything working right now?
Quad chair every day. I walk up my ramp, which is about 100 feet, and back down at least 4 or 5 times a day. I got a Labrador that I walk with.
That's great.
And I have one hip that's bolted to my pelvis, and both knees have been replaced. My back's been done all the way up to the basically my shoulders, and now my shoulders are gone, and I have a screw loose sitting on the S1 nerve root.
Okay.
And they've got me on megadoses of pain medicine, and I'd like to reduce some of the medicines that I'm on.
Okay. So your height and your weight right now is what?
I'm 5 foot. Well, I tease people. I'm 5'5" on one side and 5'4" on the other. I do have a good attitude. That's one thing.
Yeah, you do. What is your weight?
My weight right now is about 246.
Okay. And you're okay to exercise? I mean, can you
well,
like with the walking like you're doing? Is that about the max that you can do each day?
Because when I also have a catheter, permanent catheter.
Okay.
And when I do too much, I bleed.
I get it. All right, so what does your diet look like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Like, what does a normal day look like for you?
I usually don't eat breakfast because I usually don't feel like I get nauseated a lot from the medicines. Because they have me on 28 medicines.
My goodness.
Yeah. It's costing me a fortune.
I'm sure it is. So talk to me about breakfast. Skip it?
I usually skip breakfast.
And then what about lunch?
I usually have a turkey sandwich on pita, on the wheat germ pita. Maybe sometimes I have chips, sometimes I don't. They buy me chips once a week, the low-sodium, you know, chips.
Right.
But normally it's just the pita and some grapes.
And then what about dinner? Do you snack in the afternoon or do you wait till dinner and just have 2 meals a day?
I just have 2 meals a day, and I have a 21-year-old son, bless his heart. He's afraid to leave me. So I'm at the mercy of what he makes.
Okay, well, we just need to teach him how to cook a little bit. That's all right. And maybe if it's not even cooking, it's just getting some better food choices, because skipping breakfast and doing a pita sandwich with luncheon meat and then whatever for dinner is definitely not going to put you on your path to better living. It's just, I mean, if you're telling me, these are my goals. My goals, I want to reduce medication. I want to feel better. I want to lose 100 pounds. I want to get my body at least to some form of the level that it used to be. And then you're telling me these are my daily habits, which is what you just told me. Those two are so far apart that it'll make your head spin. And so the changes that have to be made, it's okay if someone else has kind of helped take care of you. And I'm glad that you're exercising and doing what you can. That's critical. But there's some factors with our lifestyle that are really important. Number one, you never want to skip breakfast. Not just because our grandmother and our mother told us that, but because it's really true. What happens is, if you're looking at losing weight and getting the body to kind of modify where it needs to go, when you get to that place and you start, I guess the best way to put it is slowing the metabolism down, the body goes into a starvation mode. And one thing you want to focus on is getting in 5 to 6 small meals a day. And that's what I want to talk to you about. So hang tight. We're going to go into a break. And when we come out, we'll talk about metabolic rate and getting the body where it needs to be to even lose 100 pounds. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. sure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Thank you. And we were talking with Sonia, and Sonia, you had a lot of joint pain you've been dealing with for quite some time, and really haven't had it diagnosed because you don't have any insurance, so you're unable to go to the doctor, really. But it's been going on to the point where it took you out of work, and you had to switch into another job that's less labor-intensive, I assume. So
yes.
Have you done anything yet on your own? Has anyone helped you? Have you changed your diet? Have you been taking supplements? Have anyone even taken any medication, Advil, anything like that?
Yeah, I do. I take Aleve, and then I take glucosamine.
Okay. Has it helped?
It seems to maybe help a little bit. You know, it's a little bit. I won't say it's not helping at all, but it does a little bit.
All right. Do you have any history of arthritis in your family?
No, I don't. The only other history I have, I was diagnosed about 10 years ago with degenerative disc disease. Because I had back surgery.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yes, I have.
All right. What level did you have back surgery on?
L4 and L5.
Okay. Got it. Are you overweight now?
I am a little bit overweight, yes. Probably 30 to 40 pounds.
All right. That plays a big role. You know that, right? I mean, it does play a role. Okay. So the game plan is, I mean, without a doubt, we need to get you to a physician so they can get kind of a good overview of what's going on. I think so, because you need blood work, and there's several things that can happen that they could find in the blood work that could give some really good information on what direction the doctor wants to go. So that's a good way to go, and I do recommend you maybe finding a kind of a faith-based clinic in the area that would, you know, the office visits are going to be cut down a little bit. They've got some funding from other areas, and, you know, a lot of people think, well, the doctors aren't as good. Well, they're not. Usually they're actually very, very good. It's a lot of times doctors that have been practicing for 40 years and they're maybe going part-time now, or they're just, you know, it's like playing golf to them. They like to go over, and that's what they love to do. And honestly, those are some of the best people, men and women, to talk to, because they've been doing it for so long. They've seen everything under the sun, and they're not doing it for a paycheck. Really, they're doing it because they're doing what they love. That's who that's what I'd want to be going to. So something to think about, all right? And just about every major city has them. You can just look them up, and you can find them, usually called churches, and maybe just call some hospitals, and they'll kind of guide you in that area. But I would definitely look into that, all right? So joint pain, let's talk about it. Now, if you're overweight by 30 to 40 pounds, the research always tells us that even 10 pounds of extra weight on someone is enough to create joint pain in the knees, in the hips, in the lower back. Now, you're a little predisposed to back issues or joint issues because you've already had back surgery. So years ago, you're telling me that L4, L5, which is the bottom part of the lower back, it's where you had surgery. So there could be some tendencies nutritionally in your body for deterioration. And if you've been living a certain way over a long period of time, because remember, our body is a sum total, the health of our body is a sum total of our choices. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. And so somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in. But the good news is that if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, typically you can lifestyle your way out many times and improve the body. So that's one place to look at. I mean, losing the weight, coming up with a good game plan for diet, for exercise, and working on your body overall, very important, okay? And just remember, the body can regenerate. So even though the back has been deteriorating, and there might be some genetic factors for that, that's why some blood work now would be really good to get some good information, and a good physician will be able to do that. They'll be able to check that out and look into that for you. But nutritionally, there probably is a lot going on. And we get sick for three different ways. Number one, we have genetic tendencies that mom and dad pass down to us. And that just is what it is. But it's not a lot. It's about 25%. With some health challenges, it's a little bit more. Then you've got toxicity in the environment, toxins from our water supply, food supply, whatever. And then you've got even emotional toxins. Bad relationships can literally affect the mind to the point where it affects the body. We know that because there's plenty of studies on it. And then nutritional deficiencies play a big role. And that's why it's good to get a big blood panel done at least every 6 months to see exactly what's going on inside the body from a nutritional perspective, because nutritional deficiencies play a big role in a lot of different aspects of the body. So, for example, if your joints are deteriorating and your body stays acidic most of the time and not more alkaline, and if your body has potential issues breaking down proteins, if you've got some types of issues within the digestive tract and you're not handling your foods very well, then you're not digesting, absorbing, and assimilating, and your body is only healthy as that process can happen. Most people digest and process about 15 to 20% of the foods they eat, and you know, most of us need to be digesting at least 80 or 90%. That's why things like proteolytic enzymes and betaine hydrochloride and also digestive enzymes can be very helpful with people, especially over the age of about 28. After that, our digestive tract begins to weaken a little bit. And you know, stress, of course, enters everybody's life because it is what it is. And then we can start having issues, more inflammatory issues, like what you're talking about. So the anti-inflammatory diet is a great place to start because at the end of the day, you need to see a doctor, get some blood work done, have them evaluate you, no doubt. They may tag a diagnosis like arthritis, but they may look into some more autoimmune conditions too and see if there's any breakdown there. And that's going to be good information for you and the doctor. So that's always really important. But following a good anti-inflammatory diet first is always a good way to go. My book, Empowering Your Health, does have one in it. And it's a lot of foods that will bring health to the body. And it also tells you the foods that will kind of take health out of the body. And the supplements that you were talking about, like glucosamine and whatnot, those are fine. Fish oils have been shown to be really good, too. And vitamin D3 is a great test to have done with your doc when you go over there and ask them, say, please run my vitamin D.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show. And now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-416. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though, it's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. Privacyradio.com.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, talking with Christine and dealing with a lot of issues, really, on a lot of medications, gained 100 pounds while going through some health challenges, and now wants to lose the weight, wants to come off some of the medications. I think you said 28 medications that you're taking on a regular basis, and just trying to come up with a game plan. And I was talking to you about the importance, Christine, of kind of resetting the metabolism, getting a good lifestyle plan together. And the first thing you got to do is make sure your eating habits are right. And I like 5 to 6 small meals a day. The reason is if you're 100 pounds overweight, getting the body to stimulate metabolism and for the hormones to work effectively, you know, maintaining the right kind of nutrients coming in, not just a sandwich here and there or potato chips, but actually eating plenty of the fruits and vegetables, dark leafy greens, lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. And then you've got your healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, and avocados. When you have a lot of health challenges like you're struggling with, getting a good foundation is the starting point, and that's the key. And until that happens, nothing else is going to happen. So you have to maintain a good foundation, and that's where I would start. I know exercising is a challenge, so even more of a reason with exercise being a challenge to make sure you maintain good healthy habits. So even if you're nauseated in the morning, don't really feel like eating breakfast, one of the things you can do, you can look at making a smoothie of some kind. You know, a great way to do it is a good organic protein powder made out of pea protein. And you can use fresh berries like raspberries or blueberries. Mix in some spinach, and you know the berries can be frozen, so it makes it taste a lot better. It's a little cool, and you can make a tablespoon of almond butter with that. Something simple like that. A smoothie gives you the nutrients that you need. It's liquid, so even if you're kind of nauseated, it's pretty easy to get down, and then you start your day off that way. So it's about coming up with a game plan now. Have your physicians or have you had a dietitian or anyone work with you along these lines?
I see a doctor that's also big into anti-aging and homeopathic stuff, too. And but my biggest thing is I can't have anything like leafy greens, broccoli, stuff like that, because of the Coumadin.
Right. So what you do is you can do things like asparagus. You go with a little bit of the lighter greens and green beans and that sort of thing. You can still get your greens in. You can do the lighter lettuces too, like the arugula wouldn't be as hard, and also spring mix. So you can still get some greens in to get the same effect, but you can really crank up the fruits. I like the berries just because of the dark, rich colors, and they're so good for you, and they're full of antioxidants. But that really is a starting point, and that's where you want to look at for, you know, maintaining a healthy lifestyle. I mean, there's all kinds of supplements that you can do, and getting your blood test done and find out what your core nutritional deficiencies are. I mean, all those kind of things are important. I mean, for the basics, you know, like a multivitamin, a whole food multivitamin, your fish oils, your vitamin D, enzymes to break your foods down, probiotics to put the good bacteria back in. These are all your basics, right? But until you get the foundation right and set on a regular basis with your eating patterns, that's the first place to start. And once you start there, because everybody looks for a silver bullet, but when you're 100 pounds overweight and you're taking that many medications, there are none. It's a step-by-step, day-by-day of you walking through and making the right kind of choices. So that's what I want to encourage you to do. Start there, and you can always call me back on the show or send me an email. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. A lot of hoaxes out there, a lot of myths with people's health. And we've talked about several from time to time. But really, Mayo Clinic had one recently. They had a letter that went out. It circulated several years ago, and it cited recommendations from a Mayo Clinic physician. The variety of letters actually was from a cardiologist that allegedly backed the letter, talking about there's a nugget of truth to the aspirin recommendation. However, says Dr. Andrew Freeman, a cardiologist with the National Jewish Health Center in Denver, Colorado, says referring to aspirin's known anti-blood clotting effect, most importantly, call 911 immediately if you think you're having a heart attack, not a neighbor. So there's the letter, kind of a bogus letter that was out there. Water's another big one that they talk about. The right time to drink water is another hoax, another water-based hoax. This one links health benefits to the timing of your water intake, stating that the information is from a cardiac specialist. It recommends drinking 2 glasses of water after waking up to activate internal organs, that a glass of water before a meal helps digestion, another before taking a bath to lower blood pressure, and another before bed to avoid a heart attack. Staying hydrated is certainly important, they said, but these recommendations are not all true. Cardiologist Dr. Freeman says drinking water with your meals may help digestion, but immersing your body into water can lower blood pressure. That has nothing to do with it, drinking water beforehand. Drinking water before bed also has no studies behind it. Interesting. Here's another interesting one. A lot of you moms out there with your kids, says removing a tick can be tricky business, and a phony email about using a glob of liquid soap to get the tick to release is nothing but an old wives' tale, says Jessica Krant, assistant clinical professor of dermatology at Sunnydown State Medical Center. It may not work at all, or it may just annoy or irritate the tick just enough that it will spit infectious contents into the bite or wound it's created. Your best bet is to see a dermatologist immediately for safe removal, says Krant. If that's not an option, remove the tick by grasping it firmly with tweezers and gently pulling it straight out. Most diseases require 48 hours of tick attachment to be transmitted. But if you aren't sure, if you've been infected, you can always see a physician. Very, very true when it comes to ticks. Cucumbers can cause baldness. It's pretty ridiculous. It says a rumor circulating in late 2012 cited that a study on campus research at Dalhousie University, which showed that genetically modified cucumbers, GMOs, resulted in serious side effects. On one such effect, it included total growing hair loss and chafing. The bogus story was taken seriously and widely circulated through social networking sites. Although the report originally appeared in the Lapine, which is a satire website, cucumbers actually do not cause hair loss. Dr. Conley, board-certified dermatologist and president of Conley Dermatology in New Jersey, said, rather, family history is to blame. A new study suggests that faulty hair-producing cells may be the cause. Here's another one. There's a lot of these. I'll read one more to you. antiperspirants cause breast cancer. Now, a bogus cancer scare linking antiperspirants to breast cancer began circulating back in around a decade ago. It claimed that toxins released by the body due to antiperspirant were deposited in lymph nodes below the arms, leading to cell mutations and cancer. They said this has no basis in science, since sweating is not a primary way the body gets rid of toxins in the first place. It does with the liver and the kidneys. Sweating is secondary. So the original fear centered on aluminum content in the antiperspirant chemicals, which is believed to collect in breast tissue and breast tissue and lymph nodes, has not been proven, but does have some prominence to be looked at in the future. I personally think that's a big issue. Myself, however, you got to go with studies out there in mainstream medicine, so I get all that. A lot of the alternative healthcare folks don't buy into that, and they do buy into the fact the aluminum and the sweating and the sweat glands and the blocking of that can lead to toxic buildup. Gary, you're next on the phones. How can I help, my friend?
I heard a couple of days ago that you mentioned about vitamin E and lowering and thin out your blood. Yeah, because I've been on vitamin E because I have a problem with my blood pressure, but I also been taking aspirin with it also.
Yeah, the vitamin E is really good for cardiovascular health, and the only time you have to be careful with it is if you're on blood thinners. You know, if you're on Coumadin or warfarin, anything like that, you know, doctors will highly recommend against that, so you got to be careful. But vitamin E for cardiovascular health is really, really good. CoQ10 is very good as well. Fish oils are fantastic. And, of course, nothing's going to beat a great diet. We have plenty of good healthy fats, lean quality proteins. Cut out the starchy carbohydrates and the processed carbs. All that's important. But exercise is one of the greatest things that you can do to maintain optimal health. And so I like to do, personally, 4 to 5 days a week minimum of some form of a fairly strenuous exercise. I like weight training, but also it's really good to do some form of aerobic exercise, walking, jogging, doing something like that, riding a getting on a treadmill, walking on some of the cardio equipment at the gym, whatever floats your boat, whatever you enjoy doing. That really, on a regular basis, is critical for your optimal health and something that you should definitely look into. Now, vitamin E and all that nutrition is a key, but make sure you combine all those together for some of the best heart health, if you will. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Give us a call. You go online. Check us out at healthcoachradio.com. Don't forget, our wellness providers, our healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, you can check them out on the website. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. Back to some of the myths out there. They're saying a needle can save the life of a stroke victim. A phony medical alert was given for stroke victims saying to sterilize a needle and prick the tips of a person's 10 fingers till they bleed. And it backs up with Chinese medicine. Actually, that's not really the case. Dr. Freeman, cardiologist, says, don't stick anybody with a needle. If somebody has a stroke, call 911. I love it. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Open 888-283-7272. Now, are you an overeater? Because if you are, there's all kinds of excuses we have for coming up for ways to overeat. And this is some of my favorites. So people talk about, if it's a good fat, I can eat all that I want. So I can just eat handfuls and handfuls of almonds. You know, I can eat 8 avocados in one sitting. Well, there's a little bit of a reality check. For sure, these fats are beneficial. Monounsaturated and the polyunsaturated fats, omega-3 fatty acids, they can help reduce cholesterol and lower the risk of heart disease and stroke. Dr. Willett, who's a physician and professor of epidemiology and nutrition at Harvard School of Public Health, still, they're just as fattening as the bad boy saturated kind found in cheese and red meat. So there's 9 calories for every fat gram. It is what it is. Twice the density of proteins and carbs, points out Carlene Kaufman, who's a registered dietitian in San Francisco. The nutrition guidelines to keep in mind, 30% of your calories should come from fat, with about 10% from saturated kinds. And so don't treat them like an all-you-can-eat buffet. It's the weekend. I can eat whatever I want. I can just pig out. Here's the reality check. Actually, enjoying an indulgence is fine, Dr. Willett says, but a whole weekend of pigging out can undo the progress made during the week. Weight control boils down to basic math. There's about 3,500 calories in a pound of fat, so unless you burn more calories than you consume, you're likely to gain the weight. Many people kick off the food fiestas on Fridays, and they go all the way through the weekend. And the overeating does promote a disconnect between your body and you, she continues. And she said you should be focusing on hunger, fullness, and satisfaction anytime you eat. You don't fool yourself by sticking to salads as nutritionist Don Pasternak. The reality is that most salads are far from healthy, loaded with calories, dried cranberries, bacon bits, and the fattening dressings. So, I'm going to the gym tonight. It's what you tell yourself in the morning. Of course, you can have 2 slices of pizza at lunch. You go in, you have 3 or 4 sodas, your burgers and fries, because why? You're going to the gym at night and you're going to work it all off, right? So, not really. A 130-pound woman burns roughly half of the calorie amount during an hour of high-impact aerobics. So, it just depends on the type of exercise that you do. But don't go eat whatever you want, think you're going to go burn it off. That is so, it doesn't work like that. Plus, you want to think about the quality of the food that you're putting inside your body. You know, it's not just about calories and about looking good. I mean, everybody wants to look good, I get all that. But it's about the quality of the cells that you're producing, and that's only based on the foods that you put inside your body. That's it. Here's another one. I have PMS, and my body's craving salt and sugar, so I have to eat it or I'll kill someone. That's what they say. Now, of course, there's a scientific reason your body yearns for potato chips and cookies when you're PMSing. It's the bliss fix, they say. Studies show that production of serotonin, a hormone that regulates mood and weight, slows down during your PMS cycle, so the starchy foods tend to boost it, improving your mood and not helping you much on the waistline. So your best pick is the complex carbs with a little bit of protein, which will still increase the serotonin. So by eating rice, pasta, or oatmeal, they said women felt better, but you have to include a little bit of fish, chicken, or meat, and that can make a big difference in the overall. So don't go for the cookies. Go a little bit for maybe the protein and some of the starchy carbs. So popcorn is another one that gets out there. Here's the reality check of popcorn. With all the low-carb, low-fat choices out there, nutritionists are saying now that many clients mistakenly deem them as free foods. I see women do this with frozen yogurt, she says, and diet gelatin. Low-fat foods are particularly deceptive because what happens is they still stimulate the same components in the brain and can still cause you to trigger the insulin. So it becomes a little bit of a challenge. That's why the artificial sweeteners aren't that great. I drink lots of water, so if I eat too much, drinking lots of water will flush it all out of my system. Big myth, definitely wrong. Guzzling glass after glass of water will help you wash out the toxins, but it won't help you fix the massive plate of spaghetti and the calories that are going to come with it. So even drinking gallons of water will not help you compensate for eating too much. And that's the bottom line. It is. It is what it is. I mean, all these little myths and things are out there for your overall health. At the end of the day, you've got to make sure that you're staying balanced in everything you do. Balance is the key when it comes to our overall health. And the reality is, you always want to make sure that you keep balance. Your eating habits, your exercise habits, your sleep habits, your relationship habits, all of that requires balance so you can peak at the level you need to for your health and for your life. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can go to our website as well. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Now we're going to go to Michael. Hi, Michael.
Recently discovered I had diabetes and dealing with some neuropathy problems, and like a natural solution for it.
Diabetic neuropathy is a big one, and I really like, from the studies that you read out there, vitamin B6, pyridoxine, or pyridoxamine, either one, has a lot of great studies on it. I mean, all the standard medical texts go with that. And you can do that as a supplement. You know, when you talk to your doctor, ask them, you can get a blood test done, check, and they can check on B6. What's interesting is that with diabetic neuropathy, you'll get a little bit of the B6 deficiency, typically. And that happens when the blood sugar levels and insulin levels are fluctuating in the body. But what's interesting is that most people that have low B6 or even too much B6 are not breaking their proteins down very well. And when you don't break the proteins down very well, of course, that's an issue because you can only be as healthy as the foods you digest, absorb, and assimilate. So you have to be able to get all of those in on a regular basis. So that's the key when it comes to it. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. It helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding...
Are you a man or woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boosts libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, both your blood pressure and sexual performance are linked to better blood flow and circulation. Dozens of clinical studies prove it. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus work for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure, and for men looking for a boost in libido, better sexual performance in both strength and duration. Call now and try Heart Factors Plus free for 30 days. 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. You only pay a small shipping fee today. You'll see the results or simply don't pay. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619.